And this is powwow season. This is the time of year when Native American tribes should be getting together to cook, eat, dance, drum, and celebrate their culture. Kay Oxendine is an author and a member of the Halawa Saponi tribe in North Carolina. She's the longtime MC for the tribe's powwow and was set to do it again this year, but then the coronavirus outbreak.
Every year we know it's coming, like the birds sing differently. It's almost like spring arrives when the powwow does. And that energy was still here. We all knew it was canceled. What we didn't expect was that feeling would still be here. So I wake up on Friday morning and I jumped out of bed and I'm like, yay! And I said to my son, it's powwow time. And he was like, Mom, I got physically ill. It felt like I was pregnant but couldn't give birth. I noticed on Facebook that one of the tribal council members had started something called virtual Halawa powwow. And I'm like, man, you know, stop. You know, what are you doing? But it was so wonderful because what she encouraged people to still dress in their regalia, and our previous tribal administrator, Archie Lynch, he lit a fire and he was out there and he had sage. So he was blessing the grounds. It was in his backyard, but it just meant the world to me. Saturday night after the powwow, we have what we call an after party, and it's usually DJ'd. So one of our tribal members held a virtual powwow party. Oh my God. I'm sitting in my room, the music is blasting, I'm sitting in front of my computer, I'm dancing in my living room. My son thinks I've lost my mind. It helped me. It really helped me heal a lot.
Kay Oxendine on the tribal powwow season that wasn't this year.